busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red band.
The unmistakable voice, filled with raw emotion and tinged with southern comfort, made Janis Joplin a must-see headliner from Monterey to Woodstock. A Night with Janis Joplin, now running at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York, is a musical journey celebrating Janis and her biggest musical influences. The show is created, written, and directed by Randy Johnson and stars Kelly McIntyre as Janis Joplin. Again, the show runs through the 7th of August, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Kelly to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much for taking the time out. I guess the first question that comes to my mind of what it is like to portray Janis Joplin.
Definitely a daunting task, but it's really rewarding to kind of see, you know, the effect that her spirit, her personality, and her music had on a lot of people. So it's nice to bring that back to those people that were affected by her.
In taking on such a role, does it begin with the music? Does it begin with the vocal part of it?
I think so, yeah. I think that's a really huge, important factor, especially of this musical. But second to that, if not equal, is her spirit, her personality, just kind of that, you know, whimsy, free-spirited kind of gypsy rocker that she was.
How much did you, before embarking on this, and you've been involved in this production for quite a while, right?
Yeah, since last January. We started the first national tour, and I was with it on that, and then have been with it since.
So what was your knowledge of Janis Joplin up until that point?
My knowledge was mostly just musical at that point, and also just pretty much her biggest hits, the ones that everyone knows. And then when I got further into the process of the show, I kind of learned more about her childhood, upbringing, kind of more of her personal social life as well.
When you're working on the music, is it an idea? Obviously, you want to bring out, you want to be yourself, but you also want to be true to her.
Yeah.
So what goes into sounding like her and being like her?
Being like her, I watched a lot of interviews to try and get her mannerisms in me. She had a lot of vocal and physical mannerisms that are very, you know, true and true to Janis Joplin that everyone kind of knew from watching her back then. And then also just the vocal tricks that she used to do, like the growls and kind of the raspy sound and stuff like that, the screams, all that guttural kind of singing took a lot of learning as well.
in your education and your coming up, did you ever hear, oh, you sound like Janis Joplin?
Not really. Kind of just used to sing her stuff as me. It wouldn't necessarily sound like Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
However, I always did have a calling to rock and roll music. So a lot of people told me that I sound good singing rock and roll. So, you know, then just further in that, I kind of went on to learning more about singing like Janis.
What has it been like since you've been a part of this production for over a year now of hearing from people who I assume are either huge fans or, as you say, know it from the periphery from the music and so forth? What kind of reaction do you get?
I think nothing but good reactions. It's been really touching to kind of see people have emotional reactions to hearing her music again and kind of seeing that we're letting her spirit live on. It's been a lot of great reactions. We've never had anyone be upset at our portrayal of of her music or of the show, so that's great.
As I mentioned, created, written, and directed by Randy Johnson. How does the evening unfold? Because it's basically a concert.
It's basically a concert, yeah. It's so when we say musical, don't take that literally. There aren't big dance numbers or a lot of scene work or anything. It's mostly just Janis's music, monologues that Janis will talk to the audience kind of in a conversational way, just about her childhood, her upbringing, and then most importantly, her inspirations. And with that, a lot of other women will portray Janis Joplin's musical inspirations, like Bessie Smith, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Odetta. So that's also intertwined into the show as well.
Is it vocally, how challenging is it?
It was very challenging at first to try and find how to, you know, kind of sound like Janis without hurting my voice and making some permanent damages. So a lot of it is actually vocal tricks that I'll do to kind of make the sound without actually hurting my voice. So it sounds a lot more painful than it is. It's gotten easier over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your voice has a huskiness to it anyway.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a lot. Very low voice.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is really cool. So I said as a broadcaster, I assume it's... You know, that's right. Another career path, right?
Sure. Yeah. Plan B.
when you go on stage, and how do you get ready for something like that, of a concert where you're really not yourself? You know,
right.
you're playing someone else, and yet it is an endurance and it is a concert.
Sure. You know, it definitely is easy with the costumes and the set, and even the band who's on stage with me the whole time. It really puts you in that mindset of late 60s, you know, rock and roll blues. It's, you know, everyone's in costume. All the guys in the band have the long hair, the bell bottoms, all the, you know, crazy jewelry. And just the sound is just so great. And it really kind of just makes you forget, you know, where you really are for a minute. So that really helps me get ready for the whole thing.
When you first started doing this, and I know you were an alternate, right? And then
yes.
And then you go in. So there are, how many people have ultimately played Janis now?
I think probably around 7
yeah.
or 8 by now. Yeah, there's a little, you know, almanac of Janis's.
Now, do you all get together and compare notes?
Oh, I wish, yeah. No, it's... It is cool, though, because each Janis plays it very distinctively different than the other Janis, which is great. And, you know, I got to learn from Mary Bridget Davies, who did the role on Broadway, was nominated for a Tony on Broadway. So I, you know, I took a lot of my knowledge from her and learned from watching her many a time in the show. Yeah, so I've definitely have my own portrayal, but, you know, deep down it's rooted in watching Mary and learning from her as well.
Your ultimate career goal is to stay in the theater or music or?
I hope both. You know, I have found success so far and not really just deciding on where I want to go and just kind of seeing, you know, which opportunity will bite, you know, throwing myself in all different directions and seeing what sticks. So I love doing theater. I also love being a musician, writing, and singing rock and roll. So we'll see where that goes.
In that seeing where it goes, is it of singing rock and roll? Talk a little bit about, you mentioned this, about the musical influences. And mm-hmm. is that something you have to study as well, of looking and learning about those influences and listening to them as well as to
totally.
Janis Joplin?
Yeah, well, a lot of Janis's songs, she did a lot of covers of these influences, like Down On Me is, you know, a cover of a song that Odetta sang.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing research on stuff like that is really interesting because you can kind of see musically what she pulled from other artists and what she liked from other artists and kind of apply that to your performance as well. And I think that every artist has that, you know, you can hear influences in everyone's voices of their favorite musicians.
In what do you learn about when you say the voice and the mannerisms? Mm-hmm. Is it because it's ultimately a tragic story, right?
Ultimately, yeah. This show tries to focus more on the music and the brightness of her life, but ultimately, it is a very tragic story. Yeah.
And do you see seeds of that planted?
Yes. Randy was very smart to not totally eliminate all the dark facets of her life and her story. You know, it touches briefly on, you know, her being kind of lonely and just wanting someone to kind of be there for her and love her and really embrace her for who she was. And he talks briefly about her struggle with drugs and alcohol. But that isn't completely what made her who she was. So he most importantly focused on her music and her life as a singer and on stage.
How much of it do you think also was the time, the turbulent time?
Yeah, I do think that the time was definitely a factor in a lot of maybe her outlets. It was,
yes.
Yeah, for drugs and alcohol. The whole festival party rock and roll mentality was very kind of downward spiral, I think, back then more than it is now. And I do think that enabled her. However, I do think that she was mostly just lonely. So she went to those outlets when she couldn't find it in people.
And then, so Albany, you are here through August 7th, and then do you continue on doing other?
I do continue on, yeah. Me and the girls who are also in the cast will continue on to Virginia at the Barter Theater for August 12th through September 10th to do the same show over there.
Nice long residencies. That's nice, isn't
it? Yeah, it's very nice. Temporary home, yeah.
A Night with Janis Joplin runs at the Rep in downtown Albany, New York through August 7th. For ticket and showtime information, you can go to capitalrep.org. Capitalrep.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Kelly McIntyre, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Thank you for coming in, and best of luck for the remainder of the run in the future as well. Very nice to have you here.
Thanks so much.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.